are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
The Spurs have released three new alternate logos, and the fans, well, let's just say they do not like them at all. And did DeJounte Murray get snubbed? Welcome back to Locked On Spurs on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs writer for Ken's 5 San Antonio. Hey, thanks for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. We are free and available wherever you get podcasts. Yes, they were the logos heard around the Spurs fan base. Three new secondary logos were released by the Spurs. And let's just say Spurs fans hated them. We're gonna be jumping into that topic first. Before we talk about DeJounte Murray, who is helping me? He is back, everybody. Joe Garcia with Two Shots Podcast. Joe, we miss you here at Los.
Oh, well, I miss being back, but I've just been taking some time off, man. I haven't taken time off in, I don't even know when, man. It's been like more than 6 years since I've actually taken a little bit of time off from social media. And I've just been dealing with some deaths in the family lately, you know, and just reconnecting with family, friends, taking some time off and dealing with that. But, you know, I was supposed to jump on Los with you maybe yesterday, but I went to the dentist, man, and that deep cleaning is no joke, man, when they're poking and prodding at you. And I'm like, dude, my whole jaw was swollen and half my face was numb. So there's no way I could come on Los and talk with you, you know?
Well, so you got the pearly whites going. You're ready for TV now?
Smile at the camera. Pearly whites. Now I got a face made for TV, and I got the smile to go along with it.
Well, you know what? Spurs fans definitely were not smiling. They were just piling on the Spurs for releasing those three new alternate logos. And by the way, make sure to follow Joe on Twitter at Two Shots Podcast, and he'll talk more about his show later on this show of Locked On Spurs. Joe. Woo! Spurs fans did not like those three new logos. Now, they are alternate logos. They're not primary logos. The Spurs made it very clear that the primary logos are going to stay the same. The basic ones, you know, that the Spurs have been using for a couple of years now. Joe, they also said these are the representation of their presence in Texas and San Antonio. One is just SATX with the little spur underneath. The other one is a basketball with SATX, and the other one's the state of Texas, with the Spurs logo hovering over Austin, Texas, or San Antonio. And nevertheless, Joe, why did Spurs fans just come out and just bash these two into dust? I mean, they just, the majority of them, I'm not saying all of them, but majority of Spurs fans just hated them. Why?
I mean, truthfully, I mean, the Texas logo with the little spur in it, all right, that one's okay, you know, but they're both all three logos are just mediocre. There was like the Spurs don't, I don't know. It's like, I don't know if there's some type of disconnection here where they're not listening to the fan base and what they want. You know, the Spurs actually think that they know better. So God knows how much they paid somebody or some agency to make these logos. I'm sure it was a lot of money, but they could have just sourced these things locally and opened it up to the great, you know, plethora of local artists and talent that we have here in the Alamo City, and they could have come up with something better. I mean, Jeff, honestly, when you go to the South Side, I mean, you frequent the South Side, and you look at the little pop-up tents that they have along the streets, you know, when it was during, I guess, you know, during the heyday where the Spurs would actually make the playoffs, you would see a whole bunch of bootleg t-shirts, and the designs there were a lot better than what you're seeing right now. I mean, this is something that me or you could do in less than 5 minutes on Canva, you know, and crank something out and say, here you go, put it on a shirt. I mean, there's no Tower of America's in there. There's no flavor of us, you know, from the people here in San Anto, you know, there's no Alamo, there's nothing, you know, these are very generic. And if you take the S away from ATX, what does it spell? ATX, Austin, Texas.
ATX.
Yep. I'm like, no, you know, I mean, the Spurs already have a little bit of egg on their face because, you know, everybody's saying, oh, they want to go to Austin because they want to move to Austin. And then you roll this out. I'm like, come on, man. Do better.
Yeah.
Spurs, do better.
Yeah. Words such as uninspired, disappointing, go back to the drawing board, nice attempt. I mean, it was bad. And when I first saw them, my thought was the same. I think I got the Texas with a spur over be San Antonio. You know, that was the best of the three. But all the other ones seem very quick and easy, quick and done. Yeah. Now let's make this very clear. There are alternate logos. These are just, they're going to be on t-shirts. They're going to be, you know, maybe on the Spurs warm-ups jersey. And let's not forget, they are celebrating their 50th anniversary next season. So that's the majority of the push, what was it behind it, was, you know, just a celebration of the Spurs in San Antonio and
no
in Texas.
Chaparral logo? Not even any mention of the Chaparrals?
Well, they didn't do the Chaparrals. They didn't do the, I think it's like the worst kept secret. You know, the Spurs are going to bring back the ABA black jerseys next year. I think that's already been out. So that's going to be fun. You know, they're going to play in the Alamo Dome. So I get what they're trying to do, Joe, but let's be real. This is just about getting merchandise out there, isn't it?
Cash grab, I mean, I guess, but I mean, how many people are really going to be going out there and saying, oh, this is the next thing. I got to have it. Unless you're like some type of collector or some Spurs fanatic where you have to have everything the team releases. But on
there's some fans out there like that. They are fanatics like that.
No doubt. But I'm saying, like, from a casual standpoint, you're looking at this stuff. Let's say you're on a budget and you're going to, you know what, I can drop some cash, but I'm going to wait for something that really catches my eye. Right now you can buy this merchandise at the fan shop, right, online. Are you going to drop money on this stuff? Probably not. Take a pass, you know, and wait for something better. But I mean, they could have done better. I mean, they could have given us something a little bit. I mean, you couldn't even use the old font, like from the George Gervin era. You know, I'm like, come on, man, do better than this.
You think they're probably saving that font for that game? Well, at least nothing official yet, but is the reunion game in the Alamo Dome. You think maybe that's when they're going to throw all the good stuff out?
I don't know, man. Seeing these logos here doesn't
much hope. You're all at a loss now. The logo's really just, you know, and I saw some fans say, like, you know what, this is like eerily close to, isn't there like a gang in San Antonio, like a literally criminal gang that runs around with the Spur? Like, that's their logo. I think I've seen that.
And yeah, I don't want to name the name of the gang.
Yeah, we're not going to name the name of the gang, but there is that element out there. And there are some Spurs fans saying that that's eerily close to that gang affiliation. We're talking with Joe Garcia. He is with Two Shots Podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Two Shots Podcast. And we're talking about the Spurs logo, the alternate logos, three of them. You can go and get now on some merch as well as be seeing them next season. Joe, you know, it is a cash grab. We get that. You know, that's where you make the most of the money is in merchandise. You know, the Spurs have a fan shop at La Cantera, and this is a big open air mall in San Antonio. For those of you who don't live in San Antonio, they got a fan shop at the airport. They got the fan shop at the AT&T Center. But the big question is, will Joe Garcia get himself some gear with these new logos?
Heck no, I can make something better than this. You know,
what would you do? How would you tweak it? What would you do?
I would add something from the flavor of San Antonio. You know, like I would probably put something to the reference of, you know, the Tower of America's in there somewhere. You know, maybe do an Alamo outline. I know, you know, some people want to cancel that, but I mean, hey, it's part of our culture. It's part of the city. You know, there's other things you can do out there. The Spurs want to know. You mean, hey, I'm always available. You know, you want to go ahead and consult with me? I got a consultation fee.
Well, there was a Spurs fan that did try to make an attempt to redesign it, and what they did is they just took that, I guess, the most popular of the three, which is the Texas one, and they just colored it in with a darker black, kind of a lighter white, and then they put in the Spurs Fiesta colors. And I gotta ask you, Joe, do you think the Fiesta colors are played out already?
It's part of the culture, man. I mean, I like the Fiesta colors. Don't get me wrong. But I mean, I think right now, you know, they've already played it the last couple seasons. You know, it's time for something different. Let's get back to basics. Let's get back to the silver and black. You know, there's a lot of cool jerseys that are there for just, you know, that are there for everybody who has that nostalgia factor going back to the George Gervin era where they like that, including myself. You know, I'm ready for a little bit of a change. I get we still have Fiesta nights and whatnot, and that's cool. But some of these other guys, you know, like me, for example, I like the silver and black. Bring that back, you know. Or you know what? If they're going to play in the Alamo Dome, bring back the court. you know, bring back that teal court. Yeah. You know which one. You remember, Jeff, the really nice court that we used to have back in the day at the Alamo Dome. Bring that back.
I would love to see the old hemisphere court back. Remember it had that little blue circle or that baby blue circle in the middle?
Yep.
And then, or even go further back. Remember, brace yourself, kids. The Spurs court used to have red on it. Remember that, Joe?
No, I remember.
On the outline. Yeah, and it used to have a red outline on the court, and it was very, I mean, it wasn't just like the parquet floor in the old Boston Garden, but it had that vibe to it, and they had the, I think that was a little Roadrunner on that too? Didn't they have the Roadrunner?
The chaparral.
Yeah, the chaparral. I think it was in the middle of the court. So, I mean, that Spurs court has gone through a lot of changes for those that are old enough to remember, like Joe, myself.
Well, yeah, they did have red. Remember when they had the court back in the day where it was raised off the ground? You know?
Yes, I remember that. Yep.
They had bleachers. So if you weren't going to dive into the stands, you were going for a real dive, you know? Yep. And they had the ball that was red, white, and blue back in the ABA days as well. So, I mean, I can still kind of remember some of these things. You know, I was real little at the time when I went to some of these Spurs games, but you were allowed to smoke in the arena as well. I remember.
Oh, yes, you were. Yeah, I remember the old Hemisphere Arena used to have a lot of smoke in it, and it would cover over the court. Remember how it would just be this haze?
Yeah, it wasn't fireworks.
Players? Yeah, it wasn't fireworks. Yeah. And for those of you who have been to a Spurs game at the AT&T or the Alamo Dome after that fireworks they usually put on, imagine that haze lasting the entire game.
Yeah.
And that's how it used to be. But going back to those jerseys, I mean, the Yalt logos, I mean, I didn't know where to begin. I mean, look. Again, one out of three ain't bad. You know, that Texas one I do like. I think that's the kind of the one that stands out. But, I mean, Joe, you heard comments saying, like, oh, you could find these on the corner of Southwest Military Drive on the south side on T-shirts, on those bootleg T-shirts.
I don't even think they would want to put this stuff on the bootleg T-shirts. I mean, they can do a little better than that, you know?
You know what, Joe? That's what – you know what? You should, like, flex your abilities. I know you have the ability to do some good designs, you know, and make something out. Put it on a T-shirt and sell it or something. Because, yeah, a lot of Spurs fans are saying these are not good. Joe, do you think the Spurs are going to go back to the drawing board? I mean, because this fan backlash was bad. It was bad. Do you think they'll
go back? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. The Spurs will never go back and do something better. They already paid the agency, whoever it was, to design these hideous logos, and they're going to roll with it. Because, again, they know better than the fans, you know, and that's – that's the problem, Jeff. You know, listen to the fan base. Open it up. Maybe, you know, go and reach out to a couple fans. You're on social media, Spurs. Go on Twitter. Go on Instagram. You know, and you can see which are the most like photos, you know, as far as logos and, you know, other artwork and stuff goes around the city, you know, and what these local artists are selling. And this is what your fan base is wanting. It doesn't take a lot of hard work. I mean, you just got to go out there and understand your audience. And unfortunately for the Spurs, they hit the mark sometimes and then they miss the mark. You know, I mean, this is missing the mark. Even with the Fiesta colored logos and all that. I mean, yeah, it's cool, you know, and all, you know, it's part of the history. But I still feel like they kind of missed the mark a little bit. I mean, go in and talk with the fans. I mean, these are the people that are going to buy your merchandise. Listen to them.
Yep.
You know,
he is Joe Garcia. He's talking about the Spurs alt logos. We're going to dive into DeJounte Murray and the snub heard around the world. But all right, fans, if you're looking for a daily fantasy option for the NBA, then you need to try the award-winning app Prize Picks. Prize Picks is a daily fantasy made easy. I love this, and we all know you will too. It's easy to use. You pick 2 to 5 players and over and under their projections, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry, and it's just you versus the projected numbers. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's that easy. Prize Picks is safe, offers fast withdrawals, and the award-winning app is found on both the App Store and Google Play. There's no reason for you to not get it on your mobile device. Prize Picks offers a variety of options from any prop you can think of, points scored, rebounds, even steals. Even allows you to do mixed sports entries. And Prize Picks doesn't just offer the NBA. They have college basketball, college football, MLB, soccer, NFL, MMA, and much, much more. You got to get this app right now. For a limited time, Prize Picks has an exclusive no-brainer of an offer for all of our users. you get $50 for free if a player in your first Prize Pick entry scores a single point, but you got to use code NBA. That's right. Exclusive offer right here on the Locked On NBA Network for Locked On fans. Sign up today and use that code NBA for $50 for free if a player in your first Prize Pick entry scores a single point. We are back with Joe Garcia with Two Shots Podcast, and he is so looking forward to those new logos on his new cap, on his new jersey he's going to buy, because he's just a big fan of them, aren't you, Joe?
No, I ain't buying this stuff, man. you know what? I have my own merch store, and you can go and check that out, and I guarantee you the designs there are better than what the Spurs are rolling out.
You know, I think that the one, again, that Texas logo with the Spur kind of hanging over San Antonio, I think that would look good on a black cap. I think that'd be all right.
You're going to spend $50, $30 for that?
I don't know about that much. Well, yeah. Joe, you got me, right? You got me. You can spot me.
No, man, I ain't got that. I don't got that Jeff Garcia type of cash.
Hey, easy there. Either. All right, let's talk about our next topic, and that is DeJounte Murray. You know, Joe, I thought when you lead the league in steals for an entire season and you're the second best rebounding guard in the NBA, only behind Luka Doncic, that, you know, you might make the NBA all defensive first or second team. But that didn't happen for Spurs DeJounte Murray. Joe, he was left off the all defensive first and second teams. Spurs fans were up in arms. Yeah, even just NBA fans were just scratching their heads like, whoa, what happened here? DeJounte Murray himself, he, you know, went off on his social media saying how, you know, oh, it's all about the playoffs. It's not about the regular season. They're not looking at what I did. You know, don't make me mad. He pulled the Hulk. He goes, don't make me mad. You wouldn't like me when I'm mad. Joe, big question. Was DeJounte Murray snubbed?
I would say part of that is yes, part of that is no. And the reason behind this yes and no is you look, and the Spurs play in a small market. I get that. But overall, you're looking at the quality of the product itself. They're not very good. They're okay. And, you know, they're a mediocre basketball team, let's be honest. You know, and their record is indicative of that. DeJounte looks really good at times against, you know, some of the lesser teams. But when you're going up against upper echelon talent, his game isn't as great, you know. And I think that's what he's really gauged by, you know, going up against some elite talent. And in those moments, he kind of is mediocre himself. You know, I get that, you know, the whole, as far as the quality of his work at the end of the season, you know, yes, he's second in steals. He's a great defensive guard. His game has been on the uptick, you know, as mm-hmm. of this last season. He's done a great job. You know, he's a great player, no doubt about that. But there's still some aspects that I think he can do better in, and that maybe he will do better when he gets some help. You know, he's having to do everything right now because he has to be that guy. He's right now a Robin without a Batman. He needs somebody else to really flourish and really take his game to the next level. You know, and until that happens, he's going to get overlooked, you know, and it's just the nature of the beast. I kind of like this, though, because it is going to get him angry, and it's going to want him to go out there, make him go out there and play even better. You know, and kind of play with the chip on his shoulder. And I kind of like that about DeJounte. DeJounte is one of my favorite players, you know, no doubt. But, mm-hmm. I mean, it's the nature of the beast. I mean, when you're looking at him, like I said, Jeff, and you're seeing what happens when he goes up against some of these top-tier guards, mm-hmm. let's say Spurs Twitter has some things to say about that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you look at what he did, and look, there's no doubt about it. He's one of the better defensive guards, but yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to bump off a player ahead of him who made it. You know, you're going to bump off Marcus Smart. You're going to bump off, Thibault in Philadelphia. You know, somebody, something's got to give. And look, I mean, that just shows the quality of defense these NBA guards are putting into that end of the court. You look, DeJounte, it's not that he's never not made it. He made it in 2018. He was still a kid then. Still, you know, to make it at 2018, the second All-NBA defensive team, that was great for him. But, you know, I mean, you're right. I hope it does kind of urge him and push him to take it out on the league next season, get better. I think it's definitely going to fuel him. Joe, do you look at this situation? Now, by the way, before we continue, you know, he did pick up votes, and it was quite a bit. You know, he had two first place votes, or two votes for the first team and like 20 something for the second team. So it wasn't like he got completely shut out, like no votes. He was right there. But yeah, Joe, but I got to ask you though, we saw this throughout the season that other top quality guards were kind of cooking him at time, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. I mean, you're going to be judged based on your performance against the best talent out there, you know, and when you're kind of lackluster against that, it does get the eyes on you, but not in a good light, you know, because they look and see what he does against, you know, lesser quality teams that might not have a superstar guard. But when you go up against these marquee matchups, all eyes are on you and they're wanting to see what you're going to do. You know, how is he going to compete against this, you know, these NBA superstars? And I mean, it hasn't been that great. And that's just me being honest. I mean, I got nothing but love for DeJounte. If he's listening, I hope he does not block me from Twitter, because I do respect the heck out of DeJounte and his game and what he's able to do. I'm just being honest. I'm keeping it real. I mean, that's what, you know, the media members are going to look at when they're voting, you know. And unfortunately, I mean, let's put it like this. Rasheed Wallace once said, the ball don't lie, the numbers mm-hmm. don't lie. And when you're looking at him going up against some of these upper echelon guards, I mean, the numbers are just there for you to look at, and mm-hmm. you can see it. They're not what they need to be. You know, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I definitely think that this is just going to fuel him. I think this is great for the team, great for him, for, you know, more room for growth in that end of the court. You know, hey, if he can become a lockdown guy, you know, regardless of who's in front of him, whether it be a top guard or, you know, a lesser known guard, so be it. I think that'd be great for him. But Joe, were you shocked though? Were you a little shocked when the news came out that he didn't make it?
Not at all, man. I'm just keeping things in perspective. If I know Spurs fans feel a certain way and they're going to say, oh, he was absolutely snubbed. He's the best player on the team. He's the best player on this Spurs team. And the Spurs team right now is very mediocre. There's a lot of things mm-hmm. that they need to work on. And I'm just saying, when you take the goggles off, when you take your Spurs goggles off and you take a step back and you look at everything that's presented in front of you, and you're seeing what DeJounte really did this season, he had a great season, no doubt. But should he be in the conversation with NBA first, you know, all defensive team, first team, second team? Probably not. You know, as you stated, who are you going to take out and put in there? You know, mm-hmm. you're going to take other players who had better numbers, and you're going to take them out and insert DeJounte? I mean, at the end of the day, it just doesn't make any sense, you know? So while Spurs fans might feel a certain way, you kind of got to take a step back and really look at and see what the quality of product, you know, that you're looking at really has done for you, you know, as mm-hmm. far as from a statistical standpoint. And I know there's going to be fans, Jeff, that are going to come out and probably say, oh, well, he did this and he did that. I get that. But again, when he goes up against the upper echelon talent, it's not that great. Give me those numbers.
Yeah, look, you know, to be fair, you know, I mean, you know, players like Ja Morant cook everybody. Steph Curry, they cook everybody. To a certain degree, Donovan Mitchell, that it happens, you know. DeJounte's not the only one to not, you know, get that end of the stick. But all in all, you know, he is a good defender. I mean, the numbers, he said, if numbers don't lie, as Rasheed Wallace said, then the numbers were there. Led the league in steals. You know, we mentioned that he was with the second best rebounding guard in the league behind Doncic. So you know, they're there, you know, and, you know, he plays the passing lanes well. He thrives on steals. I think DeMar DeRozan teased him earlier last season saying how DeJounte's never stole a ball from him. And DeJounte said, oh, okay, well, I'm targeting you now. So I'm glad he did that. You know, there's no knock on what he does. It's just, it was a tough field. You know, it was a tough field. And, you know, you just hope this pushes DeJounte more and more. We're not done talking about your silver and black. When we get back, we're going to put a wrap on this episode of Locked On Spurs. But this episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning? And why are we going to wait like for hours and minutes and long lines at the local auto parts store? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Why spend up to 30, 50, even 100% on the same parts from the chain store? We could just simply go to rockauto.com. It's a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. And the prices at Rock Auto are reliably low for each and every customer. Go explore their easy-to-use website today. Find the solution for your auto part needs. Go to rockauto.com/, you just want to go to rockauto.com, no slash. But when you do there, go there. You just make sure to write Locked On in there. How did you hear about us box so they know that we sent you. You're going to see all the parts available for your car or truck at rockauto.com. An amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. We're back with Joe Garcia right here on this episode of Locked On Spurs. We're welcoming him back. He took too long of this from Los. Joe, we're glad you're back.
Yeah, I just made a special appearance because you asked me to come back and for you, you know, and I'm like, well, I am.
Well, to be fair, I've been trying to like, I knew you had some personal stuff going on. I just threw it out there every once in a while, you know, wasn't pushing it. So yeah. I was glad you were able to come back. And, you know, Joe, there's something right around the corner. It's called the NBA draft. How you feeling? Number 9.
Oh, man. You know, it's like this. I mean, is there going to be something that's really going to get you excited at number 9? Possibly, you know, but realistically, you have to be in the top 4, top 5 to really get a quality player that's going to change your franchise. At number 9, honestly, we're just going to wind up getting another role player. So what's that going to translate into? Possibly him just going to the G League and the Spurs flirting with the play-in game again. And, you know, where did that get you? You know, so it's like, oh, man. I don't know, Jeff. We're just going to have the wait-and-see attitude, but I'm just being optimistic, not pessimistic, that maybe something will transpire. Hopefully the Spurs move up in the draft. That's what I'm hoping for.
You think they're going to be aggressive? I think they might be. I think you're probably going to see a lot of reports, Spurs involved, and I think you have to be.
You can't be sitting on the sidelines anymore and just, oh, I'm going to get, we have 3 picks. We're just going to roll with what we got. I'm like, Brian Wright made some changes this year. You know, he made some moves near the trade deadline, and I'm hoping that aggression will continue, and hopefully they can move up in the draft. If not, then, you know, we're going to be mediocre again. You know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it is what it is at this point, Jeff. If you're not going to be aggressive, then look to be flirting with the play in the game again and being in the lotto. And here we go, number 10 or 11 again, getting another role player. I'm just like, oh, man, it's going to be long.
Is there a name on your big board that you like to see the Spurs grab?
There's one that one of my friends has been telling me about. And I've been checking the kid out, man. He plays with the G League affiliate, the Ignite. Marshawn Beauchamp. He's been telling me about this kid, and I've been, you know, kind of looking him up and seeing what he can do. And I don't know, man. I kind of like him at number 9 if he's available. So either that, or you can, you know, maybe the Spurs can get him a little bit further down because they do have 3 picks. But I like that kid, you know. And Jeremy Sochan, you know, they've been saying a lot about him as well. You know, so I mean, there's some names out there, you know. Jake Lavernia. I mean, you have some kids, some names out there, you know, with these kids and all that, you know, that could be projects. But I mean, do you really want to invest in projects at this point? I mean, we already have the Spurs as a whole already have a lot of projects, you know. Now it's time for these projects to start flourishing and really coming into their own. At this point, you're just getting picks to go ahead and build for the future, not for what's happening and transpiring right now, you know. So regardless of what they do, I mean, is really, if they're not getting somebody in the top 4, this kid's going to be delegated to the G League and they're going to roll him out here and there just, you know, for the fans and whatnot. But I mean, what did the Spurs finish at this last season, Jeff? Were they 32-39 or 33-39, something like that?
Yeah, it's a little over 30, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, expect that same, you know, record or maybe a game or two higher for the next season if we're still going to kind of roll out with what you got, you know, and you're not going to really.
Hey, Joe, progress. If it's 1 or 2 games more in the win column, that's progress, Joe. But
it's still going to be, you're still going to be flirting with the play-in game. And that's what really at the end of the day is kind of asinine to Spurs fans is that, look, they want the team to tank, but realistically, are they going to tank? No. You know, that's not Pop's way. He's going to want to compete. But, I mean, you can only compete so much with what you have, you know. And all I'm saying is if they're not going to be aggressive, in free agency, be aggressive. I mean, be aggressive in the draft. They're going to have to be aggressive in free agency and really add some pieces that they need. I mean, you got to pull the trigger on some of these things that ain't working, you know?
Joe, tell us what's going on over there at Two Shots. What can Spurs fans expect when they go visit your place?
Well, right now I'm still taking a break for a little bit because I got my daughter's graduation coming up. Probably
congratulations, Joe. Congratulations.
I got that coming up in the beginning of June, and then I have family coming in town. So I'm actually trying to get the house ready and in order so we can have some pool parties in the backyard when family comes to visit. So I'm busy working
on my
yard.
You got a pool now, right?
Yeah, I gotta get that all fixed and all that, you know, go through the gamut of cleaning and all that kind of stuff. So I'm going to be taking a break for a little bit. Maybe I'll start recording some new episodes here before the draft, because it's going to be I'm going to be really busy. Let's put it like that. I got my daughter's graduation, got family coming into town. And then right after that, I'm going to be heading over to Disney, and I'm going to be staying on the premises for about a week or so, and then fly back. And then when I fly back, the next day that we get back is Father's Day. So I'm like, I'm swamped, man. Probably before that week, before the draft occurs, I'll probably release an episode with some of my good friends, and we'll kind of break down some of these picks.
Yeah, by the way, you know, you're talking about a Beauchamp. You know, he said during the G League season or the Ignite season that he wouldn't mind playing for the Spurs. So he's already been on the record of saying that. You can check that out at kens5.com/Spurs. Penned by yours truly. You see what Marjan had to say about the Spurs and much, much more. Subscribe to Locked On Spurs wherever you get your favorite podcast, Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes. We're now on YouTube. So we thank you for making those YouTube numbers grow and grow each and every day. And look, we also love thanking you for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. So make your second listen be Locked On NBA, from the first jump ball of the play-in tournament to the last possession of the NBA Finals. Locked On experts take you deep inside the playoffs with insight and analysis affecting all 30 teams. Joe, stop being a stranger here in Locked On Spurs. Stop being a stranger. I'm going to bug you now. I'm more often now, so be ready for that.
I'll try, but if I'm in Disney, you know, I'm going to be out there at
say, do a los with me while you're on the cockpit of the Falcon.
Yeah, man.
That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome, but I'm going to be out there having fun, man. I might drive that thing home, Jeff.
have you tried the blue milk there? I heard they have blue milk.
Oh, unfortunately for me, man, that's a no-go because I am lactose intolerant. So all I can do is just look at everybody else enjoying it.
Didn't you tell me, like, the sodas are in the shape of the bombs that Princess Leia used to attack Jabba? Didn't you say something like that? Yeah.
Yeah, they're in the shape of those. I forgot the name. The thermal detonators.
That's it. Yeah,
they're in the shape of the thermal detonators. They did not let you bring those on the plane back when I was flying over there.
Yeah.
But by the time we were ready to come back home, they changed their tune, and you were allowed to bring the empty bottle on your luggage when you're coming back on the flight. So that's no longer an issue. But trying to get a lightsaber back and, you know, on the plane and stuff, that can be a pain in the butt, dude.
Joe, you got to be one with the Force to get that lightsaber in the plane.
Yeah, my wife already told me I'm not allowed. She told me I'm not allowed to buy that, but, you know, I got an extra credit card.
I heard they're expensive, though.
They're like, about $200. Yeah, they're about $200. I did get an extra credit card, you know, that nobody knows about, so I got
pocket. Yeah, we'll keep that a secret between you and me. We'll definitely keep that a secret.
Yeah, I might come back plus one lightsaber anyway, so, you know.
Hey, by the way, before I let you go, you ready for this crazy nerd week we're going to have, especially Friday? Because Friday is three big things. It's Top Gun, Maverick comes out, Kenobi series debuts, and the final season of Stranger Things kicks off. Oh, what a Friday it's going to be.
Yeah, it's going to be a good Friday. Some people have already been privy enough to go ahead and check out the Top Gun Maverick movie as of Monday. So
I'm gonna try to see it today. There's a theater near me that is showing just one screening. You got one chance to see it before Friday, so I'm gonna try to see it, because Friday is just gonna be a cluster, man. You know what, there's just so much going on Friday.
You're going to wear your old shades? You're going to wear the shades while you're going to go and see?
That's
the...
classified, Joe. That's classified.
The old retro right. Top Gun shirt. You know, you got to do that.
The bomber jacket. Yeah, there the aviators. Yeah, all right. But we're done talking. We definitely want to hear from you. You know how to get a hold of Joe. You know how to subscribe to Lockdown Spurs. Let us know what you think about the Spurs logos. Let me guess, you're probably going to hate them. Or at least tell us, did you hate them? And what do you think about DeJounte Murray? Did he get snubbed? We have to know. So for Joe Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.